The new Kanye West-Jay-Z collaboration, Watch the Throne, has a track that samples the track Different Strokes by soul singer Syl Johnson. But Johnson says he didn't authorize the sample. You can hear a lot more of Johnson's music on a career-spanning collection of his work called The Complete Mythology. Rock historian Ed Ward looks at Johnson's career, which dates back to the blues clubs of 1950s Chicago.
Johnson was born Sylvester Thompson near Lamar, Mississippi in 1936, the sixth child of a harmonica-playing farmer and his wife. When Sylvester was almost 10, his father migrated to Chicago where he found work, and he sent for his wife and kids, one by one. Sylvester and his brother Mac arrived in 1950, and almost before they were in the house discovered their 13-year-old next-door neighbor sitting on his porch playing a guitar. The kid was Sam Maggett, later known as Magic Sam, and he was amazed at how well this new kid played guitar. Soon, Mac, Sam, and Syl had a little band. Sam's uncle, Shaky Jake Harris, an established player on the Chicago blues scene, grabbed Syl for his band in 1955, and soon, Syl was in demand as a studio guitarist. One day, at a session for VJ Records, Calvin Carter, whose sister co-owned the label, heard Syl singing and said he'd like to make a record with him. Syl went home and wrote a couple of songs and stopped by a Record Your Voice machine to make a little demo. Then he got on the bus and was walking from the bus stop to VJ to remind them of their promise. Halfway there, he saw the King Records office and decided to go in there instead. Ralph Bass, who oversaw King's Chicago operation, took the homemade record into his office, played it a couple of times while Syl waited in the lobby, made a phone call to the home office in Cincinnati, and came back and told Syl he had a deal. The label boss, Sid Nathan, didn't like the name Sylvester Thompson, so he changed it to Syl Johnson. Syl signed to King's subsidiary Federal, where he cut 14 sides between 1959 and 1962 that were very much in the style of Federal's big star, Freddie King. The later ones sounded more like the music that was big in Chicago's West Side clubs, where Syl played, music halfway between blues and soul. Chicago in those days was a jungle of tiny record labels, and Syl recorded for a number of them. If these records had sounded better, he might have had hits. Falling in Love Again paired him with Barry Goldberg, who ran with the University of Chicago blues crowd, which also included Paul Butterfield, Mike Bloomfield, and Nick Gravenites, but the tiny Temp Ting label it was on didn't have a chance. It wasn't until 1967 that Syl ever saw the charts. Different Strokes made the top 20 soul charts and grazed the bottom of the pop charts in 1967, but it would turn out to be the most important record he'd ever made. It was on Twilight, a label he partially owned, although it soon changed its name to Twinight for some reason. Sill spent 1967 and 1968 looking for another hit, and got one after some recording in Memphis. Dresses Too Short was the product of a growing friendship with Memphis producer Willie Mitchell and was recorded with the same band that would make Al Green famous. But Sill still wasn't making enough to justify moving, and in 1969 in Chicago, he created his first masterpiece.
The dark brown shades of my skin. That splash against my hollow bones, that rocks my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Is It Because I'm Black is reminiscent of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, although it's more conventionally played, and the album version, over 7 minutes long, is a landmark. The song sold, too, but the album didn't, despite its amazing version of The Beatles' Come Together and several more socially conscious tracks. It was about this time that Willie Mitchell snapped Sill up, and he spent the 70s making hits for him on the High label. When that was over, Sill returned to the Chicago clubs. He'd done okay, but he was about to become rich. With the coming of hip-hop, someone discovered the first 6 seconds of Different Strokes. It's been sampled legally over 50 times, and Sill's gotten paid each time.
Ed Ward's new ebook is called The Bar at the End of the Regime. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Our thanks to Maria Yagoda for research assistance. I'm Terry Gross.